Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 434 for November 1st, Stealth Switch. And now, get ready for Dick. Halloween is over. You still have the candy corn hangover, I'm sure, but fear not, we're here to cheer with the famous Daily GizWiz, known round the world for great gadgets since 2005. Hello, Dick DiBartolo.
How you doing? I'm doing good. You?
Oh, good. Me too. Did you have a good Halloween?
Oh, I did. I went as Optimus Prime.
You had the helmet. Hey, out of curiosity, I mean, you're in Manhattan. Do kids come go trick-or-treating in Manhattan?
Not in this neighborhood.
No.
No.
There are kids in your neighborhood. When I came to visit you a couple of years ago, maybe it was last year, I was walking back to the hotel, and just a block from you, there was a kid selling lemonade on the street.
Really?
Yeah, it was
that
really
was Henry.
Cute. It was my son. He was looking for
son.
Some extra money. No,
yeah.
No, it was just
and I said, Henry, $10 for lemonade.
Oh,
he said, hey, it's Manhattan.
Hey, what do you want? I'm working here. Don't mess with me.
That's exactly what he said.
No, it was actually cute. It was a little girl selling lemonade, but her mother was hovering.
Oh, okay.
I think what
Mr. and Mrs. Hovering.
The Hovers,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Hovers. They live on Riverside and 82nd.
I think probably this was a mom who wanted her child to have as normal a childhood as possible, including selling lemonade on the street corner, but realized it is Manhattan after all. So I actually bought some lemonade. I felt so kind of sorry.
Oh, how kind of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw a couple of weeks ago there was a kid selling lemonade next to a tree. And on the tree there was a Department of Health certificate, his license, minor license for selling, tax collecting certificate.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, probably
kid's gonna really, he's going to be in big business when he grows up.
Hey, so we've both survived Halloween.
What did you do? Did you go?
I grew my beard out, and I had three.
Out?
I've shaved it since. My wife said, "The minute Halloween is over, you will shave that monstrosity."
Oh, what? Because you went as like Mark Twain or something?
Bearded lady.
The bearded lady.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I figured that was easy. You know, a lot of guys dress as women, but I like to do it on Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
at
beard.
Least have an excuse.
I have a reason. Right. I did enjoy it, though, I must say.
Just a little too much.
I might be doing it again. We'll see.
Yeah, I know, right.
You always wonder about Milton Berle. Did he really like doing
that? Oh, that's very funny.
He made a point of doing that pretty regularly. He seemed to like that lipstick. Ooh. All right, time for
the gadget of the day. Again, a fun gadget from ThinkGeek.
Oh, I love
this. A fun gadget that you may need if you work in an office. It's called the Stealth Switch.
The Stealth Switch? What could that
be?
Oh,
yeah. Let's play before you look it up on the internet and go to ThinkGeek.
I will not go to ThinkGeek.com and look up Stealth. The Stealth Switch. Is it like the cone of silence that Maxwell Smart used to call for?
No, but I'll tell you. It uses a USB port.
It's a Stealth Switch. Uses a USB port. Does it, if you flip the switch, does it suddenly change your display to a spreadsheet to make the boss think you're working?
Well, you know what? You could actually, absolutely, you could do it for that. What it is, Leo, and I installed it at MAD, and I was driving myself crazy because I keep forgetting that I've installed it. So it goes into a USB port, and then you stick in the software, and you load the software. And it's actually designed to go under your desk. It's a foot switch.
Okay.
So you put it under your desk, and right out of the box, once you install the software, the default is that tapping it once with your foot automatically brings your computer to the desktop. Every program you're working on vanishes.
Oh.
And it's just your desktop. No little menu bars, no little programs down in the window, down in the toolbar to show what was open.
Yep.
It's just, as far as anybody's concerned, you just turned your computer on. Or you can go into it and totally customize it. You can make it so that when you hit the switch, it just covers, it closes certain windows and brings up whatever window you want. You know, if you're supposed to be working on a spreadsheet, you could have it close everything but the spreadsheet.
Oh, I like it.
And it even has a little sound effect on and off. If you want, it can go when it closes. And
that might call some attention to what you're up to. Wait a minute.
Well, it was so funny because yesterday I was showing somebody at MED something on my screen, and I kept forgetting the pedal was down there. And I said, see, and over here. And it's back. What's going on with this computer? You should call internet IT and have them say, it's back. It's gone.
Now, this is Windows only.
This is Windows only.
I love this idea.
It's $24.95, and it's very clever. It's very clever. So, and you can mute the sound, hide the taskbar. You can hide the desktop icons. You can password protect the restore feature.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you could also use this when you're headed for lunch. You go, psst, and it's all
absolutely
locked up. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Although, you know what? At MED I guess most big corporations, if I don't touch my computer for 5 minutes, the screen goes black. And there is no way settings is disconnected as far as
really
letting the screen stay on.
Well, you don't think of Mad Magazine as having kind of buttoned down IT department.
Well, you know what? Because when Bill ran Mad,
you didn't have computers. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I had the very first computer there. But we were not networked. You know, I was hardly networked with the guy next door. But as working at Time Warner, when we first got our computers, I went to print something and it said, printer not set. Would you like to find printer? And I said, yeah, find printer. Leo, pages and pages. Do you want to print to Time Warner Thailand? Would you like to print to Dave Bartholomew in Hong Kong?
I would do that.
There were thousands.
Oh,
and it's kind of spooky when you realize what a network means.
Yeah. You're really attached. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sure you're familiar with it, but when something goes wrong with my computer, they fix it from Burbank.
A guy from Burbank says.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Isn't that amazing?
It is. A little window comes up. Is it okay if Harvey in Burbank?
Harvey in Burbank.
Oh, does he fix your computer too?
Yes. It's so funny that you should say Harvey in Burbank. I think he fixes everybody's computers.
Yeah.
That's why there's such a long wait for Harvey in Burbank.
If they had a good sense of humor out there, it would come up and say, is it okay if Daffy Duck fixes your computer?
That's funny. Well, I'm glad to know that you have a good IT department, because, I mean, you wouldn't want a virus to bite Mad Magazine.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You have enough viruses working there. You don't want to add to the problems.
That's true. That is.
Do most of the people at Mad use the computers? Are they comfortable with them? You obviously are.
Yes.
You're a geek.
Well, you know what? I am not even on the share, but and it's interesting. The art department uses all Macs.
Really?
And the editorial department uses all PCs.
Well, that's neat.
And then we have the share where, you know, all the articles and scripts rest.
I'm impressed.
Anybody can go get
them. It's very computerized. Boy, that's not what you'd think of. That's not the usual cast of idiots I know.
No, we're dang all very techie. You know, it's very funny. The other day, there was a thing on PBS, the beginning of the internet, and the guy was saying when they networked the first computer, they were also on the telephone, and the guy said, when I went to log in, I called the other phone and said, I'm typing an L. And the other guy says, I see an L on my screen.
I see L.
Goes, I'm typing an O. And the other guy says, the O is here. And the guy said, and I hit the G. And the whole system crashed. And it took us 7 hours to get back up.
You got two letters.
I know. It really is amazing. Anyway, so that's the gadget of the day. Stealth Switch.
From Stealth our Switch.
At Think. geek.
You're, he's still thinking it's Halloween and he's Optimus Prime. Bad news, Dick. It's back to the old reality. I'm sorry. At least in this reality, we have the Gizwiz Jingle Singers.
We do have the Gizwiz Jingle Singers.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, well, I'll talk about it tomorrow. I have a new Gizwiz gadget with my logo on it. Let me find my letters. Okay. Dick, I bought a set of questions. I'm going to treasure these items. Oh, I found some more Match Game questions from the 70s. So if you're a Match Game fan, they're on my website. So he runs on about the Match Game questions. Hey, do me a favor. I've been listening to Leo for many, many years, seeing you on the screensavers, the two of you several times. Please get Leo to talk about Dev Null.
Oh, wow.
And how he was the animated talent behind that cutting-edge technology. It's a fabulous story indeed. Well, we'll see about that. And it would be great to hear him talk about it on the Gizwiz.
I don't know if it's a fabulous story, and it's a story told many, many times. The before Tech TV, Ziff Davis produced a show for MSNBC called The Site. Did you ever see The Site?
No.
It's kind of a generic name, I know. You might have seen The Site and not even have realized you were seeing The Site. But it was when
was it a sight for sore eyes?
It was a sight for sore eyes. Let me tell you, when MSNBC launched in 1996, they, you know, MSNBC was a joint venture of Microsoft in it. That was the
MSNBC. Yeah. I worked there for a while.
Oh, you did for MSNBC?
Just doing gadget spots.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. So when they launched, they thought, well, I guess with Microsoft being involved, we ought to have a technology show. So they came to Ziff Davis. I was working for them at the time developing television programming, and we pitched a show to NBC, which they loved, called The Site. And the idea was, you know, it was a daily hour. Here's what's going on in the world of technology. This is 1996. There wasn't a lot going on.
No.
It was a little different than it is now. So we did that. We did the show. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing the show. And I was supposed to be the chief correspondent. That was kind of the deal. In fact, in the pitch, I pitched myself and I was supposed to. I knew I wasn't going to be the anchor. NBC had this woman that they really wanted to groom as an anchor for him. Her name was Soledad O'Brien. I'm sure you've heard of her. She's now a CNN anchor. But they took one look at my tape and they said, you know, you're not really chief correspondent material. Actually, they didn't say it quite. They said it in fewer words. They said it one word. Blech. So no, I'm not kidding. The executive producer comes to me and said, well, I spoke to NBC and I'll be honest with you. They said, Leo Laporte, blech.
Were you in California?
Yeah, this was done in San Francisco. This was, in fact, in the same studio that Tech TV later was in.
Oh, my word.
I thought you knew this. You didn't know this?
No. I thought you that MSNBC operated totally out of New Jersey.
Well, they did, except for this one show. We were on in prime time, 7 o'clock every night on MSNBC. I didn't get on very much as myself, but the executive producer took pity on me. He said, well, maybe we can fool the network. We have this cartoon character we'd like to do called Dev Null. And it's actually very high tech. Dev Null is a cartoon character generated by a giant Silicon Graphics Onyx computer in real time. So Soledad will be sitting at you'll be a barista, a coffee bar guy. Soledad will be sitting at your coffee bar. She'll be real. She'll be live. The set will be live. But you'll be a cartoon that is generated into that space. And I said, well, how did I do that? They said, well, here's this tent you go into, and you have these sensors attached all over your body that go to the computer. And as you move, this character will move. And then I had a puppeteer, because I couldn't do everything, who was doing my eyebrows and my hair. And my mouth was lip-synced to what I was saying. So they actually used my voice. So I played this character, Dev Null.
And someone was operating your eyebrows and your hair?
Yes. Carsten Bondi was doing it. And it actually won an Emmy for it, believe it or not. It was, I think, the first time a live animated character had ever appeared on network television. So I did that for a year and a half, and then they canceled the site, unfortunately. But shortly after they canceled it, we launched ZDTV, which later became Tech TV. So I managed to find a career there. But yeah, I was a cartoon character for a year and a half.
Wow. Well, in my heart, you still are.
Yeah. Well, you saw, you know what, when you saw that video of me singing with Flo, with the Turtles guy, that was Dev Null. That character was singing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a cartoon character.
Wow. But, you know, it's so funny when you know, it's our thing about years when you say, this was back in 1996.
I know.
You know, like we're talking about, you know, like
it's
old
not that
time
long ago.
Oh, it all was around 1888.
Yeah, that's before steam.
Which is strange because I ran a locomotive.
I actually, somebody sent me actually Dane Golden, one of our producers here, sent one of our only producer sent me a link on YouTube to a video that I did. I don't remember even doing it, but for a student filmmaker in 1996, in which I'm talking about the future. I put it on my blog. It's actually pretty. I was pretty good. I talked about how someday you'd have a device the size of a cell phone that would be constantly connected to the internet. You could look for movies, weather forecasts. You could talk to it. It would talk back to you. I said, someday we'll all have this thing.
Yeah, that's a riot. Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. But it did, you know, they had a lot of shots of screens from 1996. And boy, it really looked dated. It really looked old. I looked very young, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, you still do.
No, it's interesting how technology goes in reverse of humans.
Yes. If you ever want to see that happen, watch the Biographies Channel biography of Wayne Newton.
Oh, yeah. Wayne looks younger every time
he's seen. It's the only biography that he gets younger and younger and younger.
His voice gets higher and higher. No, it's true. Wayne's had a little bit of work. Is that what you're saying?
I'm intimating.
Are you intimating that he's...
I'm intimating. Just waiting for you to come to your senses.
I just thought I'd play it again for fun.
Yeah, right. No, that was good. I knew that.
That was our letter.
I knew it was either that or your brain was turning to mush. Yeah, but I opted for you wanted to play.
All I remembered was we've talked a long time. Must be a jingle time. I just pushed whatever button I had handy.
That's very funny. This show is so carefully crafted.
Yes, engineered.
Oh, let's see. I'm bored before these things.
Let's run play a jingle. Anyway, Dick, that was fun going the trip down memory lane. Who was that asked for that long, boring story?
That was the, let me go back. I think he calls himself the Vegas cabbie.
Oh.
He does. And he says,
I think I've met him.
Oh, have you?
Does he drive a cab in Vegas?
Yes, he does. And he said, if you ever need a ride from the crowded airport,
yes,
here's my cell phone number.
I've met him. I've gotten a ride from him. Unless there's more than one Vegas cabbie who is a fan of Tech TV.
Oh, well.
Could be.
He doesn't give me his name.
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't need a name. Cabbie. He's the Vegas cabbie.
The Vegas cabbie, yeah.
All right, my friend. Tomorrow, we're going to head to the warehouse.
We will. And you'll do your Optimus Prime
imitation. I will do my imitation. But we'll see you then.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.